The following is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily those of Brewer Media Group.
It's time for the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour. Gain practical advice on financing, mortgages, small businesses, and life with Ben Phillips of Home Rage Mortgages and Sabrina Smedley of Sabrina Realty Associates. Learn the inside tips from two of the most successful entrepreneurs in the Chattanooga area. And now, here are your hosts, Sabrina and Ben.
Good morning, Chattanooga. My name's Ben Phillips, and I'm with the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. I've got Sabrina Smedley with me this morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for letting me open up today.
Oh, yeah. Well, you sounded so formal. I can tell you practiced that, so I could not neglect giving you the opportunity.
I worked really hard last night.
I could tell you did. Yeah. And you came in, you even had the posture going and everything. So I'm really impressed. And you're all dressed up today.
What?
So what's the plans for the weekend?
You know, it's a Saturday, so I'll be in my swim trunks here in about, you know, an hour and a half or so.
Well, you've earned it, because like me, you work hard all week, right?
Amen. Amen. You'll be out showing houses and...
Absolutely. Got appointments here coming up at noon and can't wait. Got a new seller, and we're already looking for her to purchase a house.
I may be in my swim trunks, but here's the deal. I will have my phone very close by.
Okay.
That's the
rules. Well, good. You better, because I'll be calling you.
Amen. Let's do
that. So if we find a house, we want to make an offer, and we'll be calling Home Rate Mortgage. You can count on that.
Amen for that. You know, July 20th, are you serious?
I know.
This month is flying by.
It really has flown by.
This year is flying by.
It really has flown by. I noticed, though, and, you know, full disclosure, after I turn 40, and I won't tell how old I am, but after I turn 40, you cannot hang on to time. It's like it gets away rapidly.
Yeah, you just got to get on the surfboard and just enjoy it.
What you got to do is just make the most of every moment you have, every day you have, and live life to the fullest.
That's a very good point, because truthfully, if you smile through the bad times, later on anyway, you're going to look back at those as good stepping stones. So it's important to have the right attitude every day. And
absolutely,
that's really what happiness is to me.
Absolutely. Well, I'm excited. We've got a great show coming up today for anybody listening. We have one of my favorite people is going to join us today. One of my very best friends, Linda Shriver-Buckner. She is just a woman I admire and look up to. Linda is such a giving person. We're going to talk about downsizing and senior living and choices seniors have to make as they get older. You know, I'm not too far from there myself. So we're going to have Linda in because she's an expert. And Linda has a calling, too. She absolutely loves seniors, and she feels that she is called to work with them and stuff. And she just falls in love with them. So I'm excited. We're going to have her in the studios today, and we're going to talk about senior living, making that choice. Do you move to a senior living facility? What all that entails in the process. And we're also going to talk about, you know, opportunities you have if you have a home to sell and stuff like that. We're going to give out 7 tips, Ben, on how to downsize to a smaller home. So this show today will be featured a lot around downsizing, getting older, moving to senior living facility, and what your options are. You know, we love every week to talk everything real estate and mortgages, and so we always try to find a good topic where we can provide valuable information to our listeners.
Amen for that.
But before we bring Linda in, let's talk about the rates. What are the rates doing this week?
So we've been bragging about rates getting better and better.
Absolutely.
And better and better. And if you hear my radio commercials out there, I'm saying, hey, let's do this now. Let's do it's, you know, all time lows again. It's exciting time. So the rates have kind of leveled out in the threes, we'll say. So the 15-year is absolutely hovering in the low threes. But I've just got to urge everybody. We're kind of experienced that flattening out.
Oh, yeah.
So we've had a couple bad days this past week in the interest rate land. In the land of rates. So I would just look, here's the bottom line. When the stock market's doing good, usually rates are doing bad.
Right.
They're kind of inversely related. So stock market's doing bad, everybody runs to bonds, and that causes the rates to go down. When the stock market's doing great, everyone's run into the stock market. So therefore, the money's coming out of the bonds, which means the rates go up. Exactly. It's a very simple game. However, there's nothing simple in America. That's what makes us great, is the complexities around it. And right now, we've experienced lower rates, but we're in an amazing economy.
Oh, yes, we are.
It's an amazing economy. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the house. We were talking before the show started about that home that had sold in less than 24 hours.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later on in the show.
This is what's exciting. So if you're out there and you're thinking about buying a home, well, yeah, we've been telling you that this is a very good moment for you.
It is.
However, if you're thinking, you know, if you're not thinking about selling your home, you need to start thinking about it. If there's a reason to sell your home, you need to really talk to Sabrina today, because right now you can get top dollar.
That's exactly right. What's unique about the market we're in right now, we hear it's a seller's market, but it is a market that is great for buyers and sellers. Because of the interest rates, it's great for buyers because they can buy more home. You can afford more home when the rates are down. But sellers, because there is such high demand and because we have such low inventory, we're seeing the trend month after month. Our median sales price is going up. Our average days on the market is going down because of that demand. So it's really a great market for buyers and sellers.
As a matter of fact,
Ben, let's see how good your math skills are.
Uh-oh.
You be doing your math. I've got to promote a new listing. So figure out what a payment would be on a house in the $450,000 price range. You be doing that, and I will tell our listeners about this new listing I just listed in North Chattanooga. Everybody wants to be downtown.
Oh, no doubt about it.
North Chattanooga is the happening place for retail, restaurants, you name it. Walking, jogging, great views of the river, Tennessee River. So much to do in downtown Chattanooga. So I have a new listing at 213 Sawyer Street. This home is all custom built. It's still new construction. 2,800 square feet, 4 bedroom, 3.5 bath.
Wait, how much square footage?
Just put it on the market. 2,850 square feet.
That's perfect for any size family, just about
Exactly. 4 bedroom, 3.5 bath.
Perfect.
It's all custom, masters on the main. It has a fabulous screen porch, and it's situated on a double lot, which guess what it backs to?
Ooh,
Stringer's Ridge Park. So you can hike, do whatever you want to do right behind this home.
So you get a double lot, you get 4 bedrooms,
all
you
custom
get the
screen
and porch for the coffee in the mornings and overlooking the park. I mean, that's exciting.
And this home has top-of-the-line appliances. You go in this kitchen, let me tell you, ladies, if you like to cook, Viking appliances. This is top-of-the-line.
It's probably got gas in it.
400, it does have gas.
It has to.
Any like real cook knows you got to have gas.
You cannot have a great oven like that, a stove like that, and not have gas.
Yeah, any real chef knows you got to cook on real gas.
And what's the price of this home?
$450,000.
You know, I don't even want to say $450,000.
It's actually $455,000.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what the price is. Because this is what people want to know.
Right, exactly.
And you put the numbers on me, so I'm going to put it back on you. So let's say you get it for $450,000, and guess what that means? That means you're going to put 20% down.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have a payment of $1,651 a month at a 3.675% interest rate, an APR of about 3.82. Folks, you can't rent
anything downtown
for $1,600 a month, but you're going to get a 4 bedroom, 3.5 bath, the screened in porch, the park. I mean, heck, we'll throw in the dog.
No, they won't do that. They are kind of attached to both dogs.
I'll throw in the dog.
Kidding. That did happen to us one time on the deal. I kid you not. We got an offer on a house in Ringo. Did they ask for the dog? And it was a deal breaker if they did not get the dog.
The stories we learn in the real estate business.
Don't even put that out there, because there will be someone comes along that wants the 2 dogs.
I was thinking, look, just to clarify, I was talking about my rescue mission of getting someone a great dog that really needs a home.
Exactly.
So, you know, you're moving downtown. You got to get a dog.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got to walk the dog to the park and all that good stuff.
That's right.
How exciting.
It's a great home. So, and you heard from Ben himself, you can get this home for $1,651 a month. That is unbelievable.
And you can do that payment for 30 years, folks. And then guess what? It's like you're going into retirement with a paid off home. You're not making your landlord rich.
Exactly.
You are making yourself rich, because the American dream is the best dream alive, because it creates wealth. And the proof is in the pudding. It's in the facts.
Right.
The average homeowner in America, folks, is worth $106,000, while the average renter in America is worth just four.
Well, for anybody listening out there, if they work downtown, this is an opportunity to live, work, and play right downtown. You don't even have to have a car. You can walk to work. It's a fabulous home, and it's not going to last long because it's a great price for North Chattanooga.
That's amazing. That is so awesome. Well, congratulations on that new listing, and that sounds like that's going to be gone in a second.
It will be. Well, let's bring in our guest this morning. We have Linda Shriver-Buckner here in the studios. We're so honored to have you.
It is such a pleasure to be here. You two are so much fun.
Good morning, Linda. Well, Linda's fun. Now, let me tell you, Linda, she's a professional friend, but she is a dear, dear friend,
too.
Thank
you, Sabrina.
Linda is such a good person, and if you know anything about Linda, she works with seniors. That's what she does in her profession. She's actually the sales specialist representing Hickory Valley Retirement Community. And she does a fabulous job there. But in addition to that, Linda is the type of person that gives back, Ben. She is always involved. I don't even know how she does all that she does. I think she overextends herself sometimes, but she gives back. She's always involved, and she's always there trying to make a difference
in
our community.
And always smiling. Mm-hmm. I've seen her on Facebook, and I see all the community events that she helps. She's a big part of those events that are helping folks out there, and it's good
so
to
awesome.
See your smiles.
Thank you so much. That's
well
sweet.
And I'm telling you, any senior who has the opportunity for you to touch their life, they're very, very blessed.
And you know, Sabrina, last week I went and visited my 100-year-old aunt who was she was the queen of a parade in Pine Island.
Oh my god. So yeah, I saw that on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. I had two wonderful grandmothers. 100 years old.
Wow.
Who did she? All right, what's the secret?
You have to stay active to be active. You have to be active to stay active.
Okay.
She was washing her kitchen floor into her 90s.
Oh, my
she
goodness.
She was always That's on it. The go.
So I got a question. Is she in senior living? Is she in a facility, or is she...
A community.
Okay, she is.
No, but she is not. She would like to be in a community. Her son moved her in with him, thinking that would be the best thing for her. She is bored to tears because he works all day. Meanwhile, she is just staring at the TV every day, and she is a people person. She would love to be in a community.
Oh,
that gets right to the heart and soul of what it means to join these communities, these new community mm-hmm. for seniors that are, you know, that, you know, boredom is a death sentence.
Well, a lot of them want to remain active. I mean, they truly do.
If we say we're like the cruise ship that doesn't leave port. There's so Woo-hoo! Many activities to do. You know, some days you want to be active. Some days you want to stay in your room, maybe read or something. So you can do whatever you want. If you want to be out there, you know, playing bingo or going to an activity, we go out to lunch a lot. We had an ice cream social this week. We had the 33 flavors, and we had 33 door prizes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I know you keep them active there. We're going to talk about all that when we come back from the break. I want to start off with a question. Why choose independent living? So we'll start with that question when we come back right after the break. You're listening to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9 FM, and we will be right back.
Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. Families all over Tennessee are calling Home Rate Mortgage right now with these amazing 9-month low rates and paying off their high interest credit card debt into one low fixed rate mortgage payment. And check this out. We just helped a retired court reporter who lives in Ottawa. We paid off her mortgage and $7,000 in credit card debt and saved her family $400 per month while, get this, giving her $10,000 additional cash out for home improvements so that her grandson can live with her. It's easy, and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. And if you're at your desk like me, get a quick quote at homeratemortgage.com.
Now back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9 FM. Thank you for joining us this morning. We have a very special guest in the studios. We have Linda Shriver-Buckner here in the studios. She is a sales specialist with Hickory Valley Retirement Community. So let's kick this off, Linda. For anybody listening out there, why should they choose independent living?
Well, studies have shown the sooner someone makes a move to independent living, the longer they remain independent. You know the hassles of home ownership, Sabrina, even being a realtor. You see those widows or seniors who can't maintain their homes. Well, we say they're not going to fall off a ladder changing a light bulb. They're not going to trip over a vacuum cord vacuuming, fall going to their mailbox. All of their home maintenance, all of their housekeeping is taken care of for them.
Wow.
They also say they live longer independently because they eat healthier. Mm-hmm. Sometimes after years of cooking, they don't feel like cooking anymore. They may not have the stamina to cook, or who wants to cook for one person?
So Hickory Valley Retirement Community, what I'm hearing is it's pretty much all-inclusive. You take care of the meals, the electricity, the water. I mean, everything is included.
There's everything included except for the telephone. We take them to their doctor's appointments 5 days per week also.
Wow. Mm-mm. So it's just like when you have a condo and you have that, you know, you have the fee to take care of the outside.
Right.
And it's a really small fee, but collectively that ends up being a big chunk of money that goes into the account and that takes care of the outside and the maintenance. So we're sort of like taking that concept and just moving it into their, and I can see it right away. It helps them be a part of something bigger than themselves.
It's like a little
it?
Sorority too.
Oh yeah.
They have so many friends that, because you know, as you're aging, some of your friends are passing away.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So they meet new friends.
That's awesome.
Well, speaking of passing away, I would think that would be hard. I would think you get attached probably.
Well, you know, we have a friend that we lost back in December, and they wanted me to be on the TV show, and I said, I can't. I will be crying because it is very difficult, but it's such a blessing also. It's such a blessing.
You're talking about our buddy Hank, and I had the opportunity to know Hank. He was a veteran, but oh, my goodness, did he have the stories, Linda. And how old was he when he passed
away?
He was in his 90s, but you want to talk about somebody that lived life to the fullest. I mean, he went on cruises up till
he found different ladies waiting to happen. He was fun.
And he was always, anytime they had activities, always hitting the dance floor. And, I mean, you couldn't keep up with Hank.
And he was in my office every day raiding my candy jar.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it funny? That's what life's about. It's about living a joyful moments each and every day and just living in joy.
Yeah. Thriving and not just existing.
Exactly. Wow.
Well, and, you know, the seniors, they have such a wealth of history and knowledge. Just like Hank, he lived through the Great Depression and everything, and just being in the service, he could tell you stories. He served with presidents and everything. He was just a fascinating man. And he lost his wife, who he said was the love of his life. To even hear their love story, I mean, you're just hanging on to every word, you know, as he told that story. And he never remarried or anything, but I'll never forget, he described their life as free spirits. They were two that would just pack up a backpack and leave and just go wherever, go to Paris or France or wherever they wanted to
That's
go.
Awesome.
Such simpler times, you know, than even we live in today's society, because we're always go, 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 go. And they just really, I think they just really relished and basked in the moment.
But can you imagine being married for 60, 65 years and then losing your spouse?
The
you know,
shock.
I'm a widow, and it's been a hard being a widow myself, but 60, 65 years. And so we'll have people who will come in. We just had a lady move up here from Monroe, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Because she lost her husband and her family's up here. And it was tough, one, losing your husband, two, making a move to a whole other community. So you know, making a move as a realtor, how difficult that is. But now she's embraced, she has friends that have embraced her, and she is thriving.
That is so awesome. And I hear in the news all the time that, you know, senior living is like at an all-time high. So this whole idea of making communities out of senior living, it's really giving them more joy, and maybe that's why they're living longer.
They're not just sitting at home, staring at four walls.
Yeah.
Well, it is proven statistically folks are living longer.
Correct.
And so you guys are providing a quality of life. And you're right, Ben, you just hit something so significant. You can even look in our community and around Chattanooga and Hamilton County and see there are numerous living facilities now. senior living facilities, numerous. And I know some of them are for more independent living. Some you can, you know, there's assisted living.
There's not a one size fits all. It depends on what somebody's needs are and what their budget is like.
Exactly. So, Linda, I'm curious. I know that the prices vary from facility to facility.
And they're community to community.
Exactly.
They're not a facility. Okay. They're a retirement apartment.
Okay. Community to community, prices vary. So for somebody listening out there, and it may be someone having to make a decision for an elder parent, or it may be a senior themselves listening to us this morning, and they may be concerned that they can't afford to be in a living community, a senior living community. So
we do need more affordable housing for seniors. I do have to say, okay, there is a need for more affordable housing for seniors. And it's like picking a college or a hotel. So you have those that will go to, say, Chatt State. Mm-hmm. You have those that will go to UTC, those that go to Southern Adventist University or Lee, or and then you have those that go to Vanderbilt. So you have those, I say, that are like the more affordable, that don't have the bells and whistles, or just a simple place to be. Mm-hmm. And they are usually around $1,200 a month to $2,000 a month. Mm-hmm. Then you have those that are from $2,000, say, to $4,000. Mm-hmm. And then you have those that are $4,000 and up.
Oh, yeah.
And it just depends on the needs and the budget. But there are some benefits that are out there. There's one that's called Aid and Assist, and it's for veterans and their spouses, veterans who were active during one day during an active war time. Mm-hmm. And if they need help with two activities of daily living twice a week, then they'll get this additional benefit. So I always ask anybody coming in if they were a veteran during an active war.
Well, that's good. You know, to me, we should put our veterans up for free anyway.
If I
had any say in it, we would.
Amen.
But is there any special financing or anything like that available?
So there are some. There's a directory out there. It's called the Senior Directory. Mm-hmm. It's in all the food cities. It's even on the internet. If you Google Senior Directory Chattanooga, mm-hmm, and it lists all the different senior communities by their price. And there are some that are sliding scale, that are one-third of what their income is. Mm-hmm. I've worked at private pay senior living communities.
Right.
I see. And if you're just now joining us, folks, this is the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour, and we're talking to Linda Shrivener Buckner, and it's so good to have you, because
you,
I gotta say, and you really impressed me with your statement. Don't just thrive.
Don't just exist.
Don't just exist. Thrive in your existence. That's a very special one. It seems like that's what you're doing for these seniors. You're engaging them and connecting them. So just like Sabrina's question, if there's a senior out there listening right now, and they're approaching, mm-hmm, this new opportunity, mm-hmm, but they're nervous. So what's the correct approach? Grab the senior, go type in Google, Senior Director Chattanooga, or give you a call?
Well, what's the approach? I am always happy to be a resource, no matter where somebody's going, even if they're not considering Hickory Valley. So I am always happy to be that resource. You know, like looking at a house, you want to know their budget. You don't, mm-hmm, want to show somebody a $500,000 home if all of a sudden they're in the only can afford a $200,000 home. So
right.
I don't recommend just going out to communities. I recommend looking at the director. You're calling me, and I always find out what their income is like, what their needs are like, and I'm always, like I said, happy to be a resource no matter what.
And you guys do free tours, right? So, mm-hmm, if someone just wanted to come check out
and just see what Hickory the benefits Valley of living in a senior living community, even if it's not at Hickory Valley Retirement Community, just to see what it is all about living in one, I'm happy to be that resource.
Yeah, that's really, really good.
So how do they reach you?
423-855-0508. And we have a Facebook page too, so you can see how happy and engaged our residents are. And it's really fun, because I'll have people who will look at our calendar, or they'll look at our Facebook page, and they'll say, I didn't know so-and-so was there. I went to Central with them.
Yeah.
I went to City with them. So it's fun when they look at our Facebook page and see some of their friends.
So you just mentioned your calendar. So give us an idea of a calendar at Hickory Valley, maybe some of the events you do, and how active living truly is at Hickory
Valley.
So
even in one day, for instance, yesterday, they'll start out with an exercise class. Then there may be Hangman. We had an ice cream social. They took them to the Dollar Tree. They'll take them to Walmart some days, Publix other days. Uh-huh. And I'll have people say, well, I drive. And I say, well, I drive too, but it sure would be nice for somebody to pick me up at the front door, to drop me off right in front of Walmart, and then carry my groceries up to my room. I would love that.
That's awesome.
And even going to the doctor's appointments, I'll have people say, well, I drive. Well, I drive too, but on a hot day in an air-conditioned car, dropped right off in front of Memorial or wherever you need to go. Mm-hmm. What could be that better than that? Give me a driving Miss Daisy, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, I think that it's awesome, Linda. I know that you guys do so much with them there. I went to a Mardi Gras party there not too long ago.
We have a shrimp boil next week.
Say, I mean, I'm telling you.
Come on down.
It really.
Guests are welcome to attend.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now, let me ask you this. When you have someone that has a house to sell, and we're going to get into this even on later in the show, just about the burden of, or the feeling that it's a burden to downsize. And so for someone that has a home to sell, do you guys work with them? Can they hold a spot? How does that work?
When you say work with them, we refer them to different realtors, and we love when they work with you, Sabrina, because you go above and beyond in helping our what we call prospects at the time. Because even if they're not looking at Hickory Valley and they're just starting down looking at making that sale, it's nice for them to start talking to a realtor about the prices and how to ready their house for sale.
And so you will work with them. Mm-hmm. And kind of hold a spot for them if they have a house.
So they can put down a
deposit. Okay.
And they can be on our wait list. So all of a sudden, if they give us like 30 days notice or some notice that they sold their home and they're ready to move in, then we can work with them on finding a room.
Well, That's awesome. I love it when you choose us to work with them too. As a matter of fact, Linda did send me a couple, precious couple to work with just recently.
Well, that's all of our residents, Sabrina.
I know. But they were so precious. You couldn't help but fall in love with them. And so I listed their home. It was crazy. So put it on the market, and it sold before I even got the photos downloaded. So they're moving in at the end of the month.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. But anyway, that's just I appreciate the opportunity you gave me.
We got to take a quick commercial break, but when we get back, we will be talking about the market. We got some great stories to talk about and much more.
Maybe you've had a situation like this.
Hi, I'm Luke Raby with Paul Bunyan Tree Service. I've lived in Ringgold my whole life. We bought a house in 2011. We got it financed in a local bank.
And what was your experience with the bank?
I feel like they took advantage of us because we didn't know the mortgage process and my payment was too high.
So Luke, what'd you do next?
So I called Ben Phillips at Home Rate Mortgage. He saved me $1,500 a month on my house payment.
And how did Ben and his staff at Home Rate Mortgage treat you?
My experience at Home Rate Mortgage was awesome. They treated me just like I treat my customers.
So what did your wife say to $1,500 a month? How'd she react?
She said that she couldn't believe that we saved that much money.
Let Luke's story be your story. Call Home Rate Mortgage today, 805-9100. That's 805-9100. And remember, there's no cost and no obligation to find out exactly how much you can save today.
Turn a house into a home.
To the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
Hi, and welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. Sabrina, it's July 20th. July is just flying by. We have got Linda Shrivener-Buckner from the Hickory Valley Retirement Center. Linda.
It's so fun being here. Thank you, guys.
It is exciting because this whole transition, the transition for seniors that are, you know, I've heard seniors say, you know, I don't know why I didn't do this sooner. You know, but in all seriousness, though, for folks out there, they're trying to make that that, you know, they're a little bit nervous, right? So
it's a big move.
Tell everybody out there, you know, we're talking about seniors adjusting to this huge transition in their life. Tell everybody what's the most difficult part for a senior to go through this process, this transition. What is the most difficult?
Well, one, if I had a dollar for every adult child or friend who said, I wish my mom or would go into the senior living community, I'd be a rich lady. Mm-hmm. A lot of times there's like, I'm going to die in my house. I am not going to make the move. Mm-hmm. And then once they do make that move, all I ever hear is, I wish I had done this sooner. Why didn't I do this sooner? The biggest thing, I guess, is the memories. Is, you know, they're in their home and they have all those memory attachments and they're just thinking about the past and they're not thinking about the future. And I kind of liken it to like the promised land, the Israelites leaving Egypt and having one foot back in Egypt and then The promised land is right there, but they are just looking to the past instead of the future. So it's trying to get them visiting, even finding friends that they might have at senior living communities that can tell them the benefits of being in the senior living community. It's bringing them to our different events so they can see that our residents aren't sitting there all glum. They're sitting there with a smile on their face, happy that they're there.
Well, you know, I've heard that as you get older, especially into your golden years, that you regress a little bit back into a childlike mentality. And, you know, it's sad, though, too, because these folks have been in their homes, like you said, 40 and 50 years, and they can't see themselves going anywhere else. So I guess my question, because I know there's a lot of great stuff to do at Hickory Valley. I know you guys treat them like royalty there because I've seen it. And I know there's a lot for them to do. But do you ever see anyone make the move and get depressed, get into a depression because they did have to leave their home?
It is hard. It is an adjustment. You have those that no matter what will see the glass half full. And I also say that 99.9% of our residents are absolutely wonderful and positive.
Right.
You have a few that would get upset at the color ink you wrote their winning lottery check out in. You wrote my $1 million in black ink. I won that $1 million in blue ink. Yeah. But it is a mindset too. But we have behavioral nurses that can come and help them with their adjustment. We have a welcoming committee that can help them in their adjustment. We have a directors that meet every day, and so we notice those things with our residents, and we do all we can to work with the families to help in their adjustment.
That's awesome. And you, as an individual, I would think you, like we've talked about before, feel you have a special calling to target wanting to work with seniors.
It's hard for me to even leave in the evenings. You know, I've worked every Sunday, I think, except for five since October, and I love being in there. It's not like work to me. Just being surrounded by them is a true blessing.
Yeah.
So it hurts. It's on my heart. Every morning I pray, how can I be a resource to these people? Who can I bless today? It is a true thing that I pray every single day.
Now, you said pray. So, and you talked
about... And we have a chapel.
Okay, that was my next question. For a lot of these folks probably attend a church on a regular basis and everything. I would think that's hard to give up too.
It's difficult, one, because they are so used to going to their worship service, and then they can't drive any longer and can't get to their service. So we have a chapel. We have a different service every Sunday, a different pastor comes in and gives a non-denominational Bible-focused sermon. We have daily different Bible studies. Flo Samuels with the Scenic City Women's Network.
Yeah.
She was in yesterday.
She's great.
And so they can... If they have a pastor that would like to come to our community, we would welcome him to come as well.
Right. Well, you know, seniors, and all of us really, I mean, the cost of living's going up, whether it's our electric bill, it's our, you know, insurance, medication, all of our bills are going up, right? And for seniors, this can really be a financial burden.
On a fixed income.
Exactly, a financial burden. That was one reason recently when we were faced with voting for a tax increase, I couldn't support it because we had just raised taxes, 20 months prior. And when you think about seniors and they're on a fixed income and the cost of living continues to rise. And you said, I think the average cost per month probably for a facility like yours could be $2,000 to $4,000. Mm-hmm. When you think about all those costs, though, and you're just paying this one lump sum payment and you're not having to ride out the electric bill, the water bill.
You're saving money.
That's a sense of security. So if you have an emergency in your home, you call 911, you're sitting in your home for 15, 20 minutes until the EMTs come.
Right.
So the difference...
If the fund's working.
Exactly.
The thing that separates Hickory Valley Retirement Community from other independent living communities is that we have 103 independent living apartments. We have 15 assisted living apartments. Mm-hmm. So if you have an emergency, it's one of our nurses from our assisted living that will be responding. Any other independent living community, it would be their front desk receptionist, a non-trained medical person that would be the person responding. But we have assisted living in our building, and also because we have that, they can help in independent living with bathing, dressing, med reminders, because we all know how important it is to take our medications in a timely way, the correct way.
Right.
So
follow
we can do reminders or management. We can help with diabetes care, well checks in independent living.
Mm-hmm. So seniors, listen up. There is no doubt about it. Take advantage of this incredible resource. And Linda is all smiles.
She has a calling.
It's absolutely a calling. You can see it. You can see it in her smile. And folks, learn about senior living. You can call her today, 855-0508. That's 0508. You know, and keep up on Facebook, Hickory Valley Retirement. You mm-hmm. can keep up with them, the latest events. You can see what's going on. You can see your friends over there, and you can just see the kind of fun and excitement that it really all this senior living brings.
Like being here with you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. And
so, Linda, do your residents have to sign a contract? Is that what they do?
That's a good question. Most communities, there is an agreement. Ours is 30 days notice. So I say... they can keep their house mm-hmm. and they can give it a try. But that's what I hear more than great. Anything else is, okay, we'll sell the house.
Now, that is really great, because that kind of goes in with the question I had. And I asked that because I'll share a personal story, how we purchased our house, okay? It was an older lady, and I had been her realtor for years, her entire family's. And she was up in her upper 80s, and she called me out. I'll never forget this. She called me out a couple years ago. It was in August, and said, "Sabrina, I want you to come out and look at my house." She said, I may have to put it on the market. And she had this one-story custom built. Her husband built it just for her, and it's all open. And he said, "I want to be able to see you when you're in the kitchen and everything else." So they really thought ahead for the floor plan for the area of home this is. But anyway, she loved it. And because her husband, who had passed away, had specially built this home just for her. And so she was very attached. So she called me out, and I go out and look at the home. And I looked at her, and it just broke my heart, because I saw her look out, because it's situated on like 4.5 acres, and she's looking out her bay window over this beautiful yard, and you can just see the pain in her eyes. But she said, "I'm going to have to make a decision to sell this home." She said, "And I don't want to." She said, "But I keep falling."
What a tough situation.
She had 3 falls, and she didn't have any kids. Anybody like that. She had a niece who was a godsend, just a great woman looking out for her aunt's best interest, which you don't see that much, mm-hmm. but she was. And so I said, you know, I told her, I said, "Well, you just take your time and you call me when you're ready." There was no way I was going to push her, because I could see how much this home meant to her.
Yeah, that wasn't the right thing to do.
Exactly. And so December came. 4 months later, they called me back out, and they're like, "We've got to sell this home. Mm-hmm. We've got to have the proceeds to move her into a senior living community." Mm-hmm. And so I said, "Okay, well, I made a mistake of taking my husband Mark with me." And he saw the house and the land. He was like, "We've got to get this house." And so next thing I know, we're purchasing this house, and I'm just blessed that we were able to buy it, because we had to buy it, because they had to have the money to pay for her to have senior living.
But you talk about a person living at home, they're used to just going from their kitchen to their bedroom to their living room, so they're not really walking as much.
That's right.
So I had another lady like that who did not want to move in, but family was talking her into it, and she knew it would be the best thing for her. When I'm giving the tour, we had to take stops for her to sit down. Well, she's one of those people who literally at least once a week comes into my office just telling me how happy she is to be there. And she's already had 2 friends move in because she just exudes a happiness there. But now she's walking all over the place too, because she didn't just have to get up and sit down just from the kitchen to the, you know, bedroom.
Right.
She's walking further.
Well, let me finish this story, because what you said really touched my heart, and something that you guys offer at Hickory Valley that I think is so important that I'm about to make my point. She moved into a different facility, and I won't say, or community, and I won't say which one it was, but she lived 1 month. She stopped eating. Her kidneys shut down. She fell 1 more time, but her kidneys shut down everything, and we chalked it up that it was depression. So, I mean, that just broke my heart, and I loved her.
But, you know, communities are the same. We also had a shared person, the couple that you just sold a home mm-hmm. for, that moved into another community and 3 weeks later moved into our community.
And I remember that, too. But that's what I'm saying. You guys offer something special. You said you have a welcoming committee, mm-hmm. and you have a behavioral specialist to help them kind of get through that process.
Wow.
And the difference is our directors meet every single morning to discuss discuss our residents. Even our staff meets once a month, and we even have emergency training. How many different communities do you know that have their staff meet once a month? We have earthquake drill, fire drill. We teach them what to do in case of emergency. We teach them about hospitality. We teach them how to interact with seniors. So that's very important.
Well, I think it is so profound that you guys have all those resources available, because that is truly helping them make that transition into the next phase.
You hear about people dying of a broken heart, and that sounds like that related. It's so sad. It just breaks my heart hearing that.
I know. I believe she did, but I'm not aware that that senior living community had all the resources that you said you guys have at Hickory Valley, which that may have made the difference.
But you nailed it. It's about awareness, and that's what we've done today, because now I'm more aware. I mean, I've learned that you can really get really, you know, you go through the tough transition, and now all of a sudden you realize the excitement, all the fun, the games. You can live better. You can go to church right there on site. You can have your own chauffeur taking you to Publix, or you really have all your, because there is moments of dependency.
You don't have to worry about cooking. You don't have to worry about writing out all those bills, because you're just paying
it's cheaper.
The monthly
this
fee.
Is cheaper. And you know what? That's why folks are living longer. That's why they're having a lot more fun, if you know what I mean.
Well, more than adults.
You know what? I think this is just I'm so glad that you came, because
this is
about awareness. This is about getting the word out, educating folks. It's amazing. They're a part of something bigger, and it's so exciting.
Thanks for the opportunity, you two.
And we'll be back here in just a few minutes. We're not finished. We're going to talk about seven tips for downsizing to a smaller home. Since we're talking about senior living and downsizing, we're going to give some tips on how you can downsize. We'll be right back.
Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money, and if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. With rates at 9-month lows, your home purchasing power just went up $28,000. If you were able to buy a $225,000 home, now you can buy a $250,000 home for the exact same payment. That's $250,000. The Jones family had been house hunting for months, and with the timing of these low rates, they were able to get into the home of their dreams. It's easy, and you can do it too. Call 805-9100. It just takes 10 minutes, and this phone number, 805-9100, or homeratemortgage.com.
Turn a house into a home rate mortgage.
MLS 2239. Maybe you've had a situation like this.
Hi, I'm Luke Raby with Paul Bunyan Tree Service. I've lived in Ringgold my whole life. We bought a house in 2011. We got it financed in a local bank.
And what was your experience with the bank?
I feel like they took advantage of us because we didn't know the mortgage process and my payment was too high.
So Luke, what'd you do next?
So I called Ben Phillips at Home Rate Mortgage. He saved me $1,500 a month on my house payment.
And how did Ben and his staff at Home Rate Mortgage treat you?
My experience at Home Rate Mortgage was awesome. They treated me just like I treat my customers.
So what did your wife say to $1,500 a month? How'd she react?
She said that she couldn't believe that we saved that much money.
Let Luke's story be your story. Call Home Rate Mortgage today, 805-9100. That's 805-9100. And remember, there's no cost and no obligation to find out exactly how much you can save today.
Turn a house into a home.
Now back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. Wow, Sabrina, what a jam-packed show we had. This has been an incredible show. I feel like I'm a little bit smarter with seniors. They can keep their house.
Well, for anybody that's been listening today, if you're a senior or even the child of a senior and you're going to have to make a decision for your parent, I hope this show has offered a lot of valuable information, because that's what we strive to do every week, is bring valuable information to our listeners.
That's what it's all about.
And Linda is an expert in her field, as you can tell just by listening to her, and just has a special calling. And seniors over at Hickory Valley are very fortunate to have her.
No doubt about it. And you can tell, and you can tell by her smile, because that girl does not stop smiling. Nice. And I love it. It's
contagious.
Magnetic. Exactly. Yep. I'm smiling more because of her. Just I appreciate that. And speaking of important, valuable information, we promised last week when we had the Kiwanis Club that we would remind everybody about the exciting meal you can grab. And, you know, they do it every year. It's for
Such a great cause.
It's about, you know, our life should all be about children, because the last time I checked, I think we were all children once.
Yep.
I think I'm still a child. Still are. Yeah, exactly. So get out there and, you know.
It's the 73rd annual barbecue. It's their big fundraiser every year. $10.
It's a no-brainer. And the food that they give, it's like a double portion.
Absolutely.
Well, it's next weekend. It's next Saturday.
That's right.
So
it's
11,
Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
26, 27.
11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And, you know, it's at the Tennessee Baptist Children's Home at 6623 Lee Highway. That's the Tennessee Baptist Children's Home.
You know what they can do? They can go get some barbecue and go see Linda over there at Hickory Valley Senior
Living
Community.
We're right around the corner.
And take a tour.
Yeah. In fact, they can, you know, it opens at 11 a.m. right after the show's over. So just listen to the show on the way over there.
That's right.
And then have your meal and then go see Linda. This is awesome.
11 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Friday and Saturday, the 26th and 27th. And you can't get better barbecue. The Kiwanis, how phenomenal are they? I mean, all they do is advocate for children.
They're serving the most important aspect of what our life's about, helping children have a better life. This is awesome.
Absolutely. And so now, Linda, I know you're going to be able to help us with this, okay? For any seniors out there listening, if you're thinking, oh my goodness, I've been in my home for 40 and 50 years, this is going to be such a monumental task to try to move and to downsize, I'm going to give you 7 tips for downsizing to a smaller home.
7's a good number, too.
Exactly. Lucky number 7.
Number.
I love 7. So this is 7 tips for downsizing with minimal stress. Number 1, take inventory of your stuff. So know what you have, know what your belongings are. If it's something that you know you do not need, what you should do is reach out to family members and friends.
And then the Samaritan Center, I have to give them a plug, don't we now?
Absolutely. And maybe send photos or something. Let them come get it. If it's not anything you're going to need, that's the easiest thing to do. Let your family and friends come get it.
Get rid of it.
Yeah. And family members usually take advantage of that, don't they? They'll come
Indeed.
And get it quick. Number 2, minimize duplicate items. Now, this is really in the kitchen.
In a senior
a
living community, they wouldn't even need a vacuum or a broom.
Great point. I mean, that's great points for our listeners. But, you know, a lot of times in the kitchen.
2 rolling pins.
A lot of folks have that. You know, 2 cutting boards,
7
2 mixers.
In my house, easy.
2 mixers. I mean, we're all guilty of this.
I've got 2 lawnmowers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't even mow my yard anymore.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. We have so many items that are duplicated. So that's an easy fix. And like you said, give to the Samaritan Center, Goodwill, somebody like that. Exactly. And you get a tax write-off for that,
exactly.
too. So. Tip number 3, use the free books tactic. This one, you can put it out, and I know folks do this, and I think what they mean by that is if you've got something you want to give away, put it out at the end of your driveway with a free sign and watch how quick it goes.
Poof.
Have you seen people do this, though? I really have. I've seen people put sofas and furniture
and
out.
Put
have
a big
you
old sign.
Seen that?
Free.
Free. I've seen TVs out.
Well, we laugh because we had read one time that if you put a price for sale on it, then it just gets stolen. And you get rid of it quicker. That's pretty bad.
That's funny.
Pretty bad.
That's a good tip. That's a good tip, too. Yeah. I guess just something about feeling like you're the criminal in you, feeling like you're getting away with something, right? Number 4, make the most of storage space.
Just learning how to organize.
Exactly. So what do you, is there anything you can add to that you guys tell seniors when
they're? I know personally, if I haven't worn it in a year, I'm not going to keep it. Some people have 40 years of clothes and they haven't even worn them for 30 years.
Right.
So get
rid of those
things.
By and see my closet?
And it's easier for someone else to come in to hire someone or have a family member. Like I can go over Sabrina's closet. Mm-hmm. I'm not emotionally attached to her clothes. So
right.
I can say, Sabrina, do you wear this? No, we can get rid of it. Get rid of it. So it's easier for someone else to come in who's not emotionally attached.
Get the friend. Get the third party
friend
to come
family,
in and say, okay, help me get rid of it.
Which I don't understand is I've got this system down to an art, okay? In my closet, I wear it a few times, and then I'm going and selling it or to resale or giving mm-hmm. it to Goodwill or Samaritan mm-hmm. Center. And then when I get rid of it, I've got to replace it with something new. So I've got this down to an art. I really do. So sell your belongings, mm-hmm. right?
That's
you can have a yard sale, moving sale. Get the family, friends come over and help you. Price your items. People love yard sales.
And the kids love writing the signs. So, you know, get the crayons out, write the big yard signs, go put them at the end of the street. I mean, it's fun. It's an arts and crafts. It's family togetherness time.
I used to be into garage selling a little bit more than I am now. When my kids were little, you know, my kids were like born back to back. And so I had 1, 2, and 3-year-old. And you know how quick they grow and how fast they go through clothes. You know this, Ben.
I do.
Because you've got a little Catalina. So you know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, it was so inexpensive to go hit garage sales. Mm-hmm. And you could get such deals on clothes that had hardly even been worn.
Because, and toys.
Exactly. Because kids grow so fast. And so I have to say, it became addictive. I mean, there's something about a rush, about getting that cool item or that designer name brand and getting it for $2.
And you didn't expect it. You didn't know what you were going to get. And then, lo and behold, there it is. You got it.
Exactly. But awesome. That's really how I clothe, being the conservative I am. That's how I clothe my kids when they were little. So sell your belongings. I mean, you won't have a problem. Put $1, $2 on it.
A lot of neighborhoods have neighborhood garage sales also.
Exactly.
So sell it during that time that the neighborhood does the advertising for you.
Exactly. Now, do you guys have resources? Let's say someone doesn't really want to fool with a yard sale. Do you have someone that can come
in
and do an estate sale?
We have senior specialists that will do that.
Okay.
But we are having a white elephant sale in August. So we're having our residents, and they're going to bring their items that they no longer use in their apartments, and then they're selling those at a white elephant sale.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, one man's junk is another man's treasure.
Right.
That's how it is with our residents, too.
I think
just
that's
a fun
awesome.
Little activity
that's
for
them. That's
cool. I think that's awesome. Number 6, start filling out your closet and storage area, because while downsizing for a smaller space, it's liberating. It's easy to go overboard and end up getting rid of stuff that you may need. That's true. Now let me ask you this. I know that I met a guy, and I don't think he's still around locally, but I know what they did, their company. This was, they opened a company here locally, and what they did was they helped seniors. So they would come in a senior's home. Let's say the senior had 4,000 square feet,
right,
and they're moving to a senior living facility. So they would actually go over to where they were moving at the senior living community, and they would go in, and they had an ability, I guess some kind of computer program, where they could kind of draw out the room,
the dimensions of the room and what furniture would fit where.
Exactly. And then they would go back to their home, and this is what they did for a living. They would go back to their home, okay, so you want this recliner, it can easily go here, sofa here, all this has to go.
And some of the movers do that, like Jamie Stansel. He can mm-hmm. do that. He amazes me.
Mm-hmm.
He will move someone from a one-bedroom to a studio apartment. Say they're moving from independent to assisted living. I'll say, Jamie, are you a decorator? He's been in an industry so long, moving people to independent living and assisted living, that he knows right where furniture will go. And he's just an excellent resource.
He's got an eye. Mm-hmm. Just an eye for it. See, that, to me, is a great resource, especially for someone that's been in a large home.
But I know that person you're talking about, and they're no longer in business, and it would have been great. They did everything. They took pictures of special mementos. So instead of holding on to that memento, you could look at it in an album.
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
See, they really thought ahead about all that stuff, but and I didn't think they were still in business. Great idea to me.
There's
great
a job for somebody
idea.
Out there, right?
Exactly. Someone needs to do a startup, mm-hmm. right? Become an entrepreneur. There's you an opportunity.
There's a business idea.
And last but not least, bust out the tape measure. This is kind of what we were talking about. Go and measure where you're moving to, and only take those items that are really, really necessary. You know, we
less is more.
Less is more, and I love the way that that's the trend now. Less is
simplified
more.
Simplified living.
Exactly. And, you know, just like for Christmas, I always loved decorating. When my kids were small, oh, my goodness, it would take us a week to decorate. And I could not wait till they grew up, because now I'm a wreath on the door, and that is it.
Go from 5 Christmas trees to 1, yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it is hard, though. It's hard to let go of things that have, you know, special meaning. It really is.
I think, though, once, like, some widows and people I've talked to, that when you lose, losing a person is a lot harder than losing a thing, and that we shouldn't have those emotional attachments as much to things. Mm-hmm. It's experiences that we hold on to, and people.
That's right. Well, Linda, tell our listeners again, because I know they probably want to come out and do a free tour, and I know they'll be thoroughly impressed with all you guys are doing out at Hickory Valley. Tell them again how they can get in touch with you and find out more.
I would welcome them to talk with them at 423-855-0508, or they can just stop one by and say hello to me at 6705 Ballard Drive.
Yep, and if they come out and see you next Friday and Saturday on the 26th and 27th, they can pick up their barbecue.
Well, I will be
from
there
the
on Friday. We'll have a manager on duty on Saturday, but they can see me on Friday.
Exactly. And the Kiwanis, all you have to do is drive up.
It's $10.
It's like a drive-thru
service.
I've done
it several times. It's delicious.
And it is delicious. And Ben, for anybody out there thinking about buying or selling a home, you and I are going to be around. Sabrina Realty would love to come out and give you a free consultation. If you're a senior thinking about moving, would love to come out, do a free consultation, and help you through the process. And you can call us at 499-7780 or go to our website, sabrinarealty.com. And Ben, I know you're itching to go put on the swimming trunks. You've already told on yourself.
I know.
But I know someone from Home Rate Mortgage is going to be available if we need to get someone pre-qualified today. So
we're always available, folks. We want to help you achieve the American dream, and hopefully with Sabrina. So, you know, absolutely give us a call, give her a call. Our phone number is 805-9100. It's a 10-minute call. There's no cost. There's no obligation. So, Sabrina, my only question is, why wouldn't they call?
You know what? With the rates being what they are, I couldn't give you a good answer for
that. Rates in the threes. We talked about that home that Sabrina just got listed. It's $450,000 downtown, 4.5 bed, 3 bath. Folks, or 3.5 bath, sorry, 4.5 bed.
213 Sawyer Street. Go check it out.
Living on Sawyer Street, near the park, with a screen-in porch, drinking coffee in the mornings downtown. This is what it's all about. For what? Less than $1,700 a month?
Phenomenal.
I'm in.
Phenomenal.
Let's go look at the house.
It's been a great show.
Yeah, it has been. Everybody have a great day and a great week.
It's been fun. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Linda.
You've been listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour with your hosts, Sabrina Smedley and Ben Phillips. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. only on Easy 106.9.